Jean Lake, quote, EBC, the place just works, unquote. Many of the clients we meet at the Earl Baum Center are folks who began experiencing compromised or diminishing vision well into adulthood. Jean Lake says that she never really saw well. Though it's heartbreaking to think of a child who couldn't see the blackboard and struggled to read, Jean says she thinks it gave her a head start on developing coping strategies and living with impaired vision. Though Jean says, quote, I never really could see, unquote, she has obviously met the challenges of poor vision. Using a magnifying glass to read her textbooks, before the days of the CCTV and computers with large print, Jean earned a master's degree from Sonoma State University, and she has her teaching credential as well as a special education credential. Jean's husband is also a teacher. They've taught in Sonoma County, spent 2 years teaching on the island of Guam, and in Alaska in remote Eskimo villages for 4 years. Jean operated a child care center for 6 years. The last few years before she retired, her vision was declining, but Jean continued to live her passion and taught preschool children with language difficulties in San Francisco. What made Jean check into the services at EBC? In the last few years, Jean's vision has gotten, quote, rapidly worse, unquote. Jean lives with a combination of glaucoma, macular degeneration, and retina damage from laser surgery. Quote, I've kind of had the whole spectrum, unquote, she says. Last summer, she had a dramatic fall, which understandably made a very courageous woman suddenly fearful. She talked with an eye specialist who said, quote, you need to enroll yourself in the Earl Baum Center, unquote. She decided to give it a try and says, it's probably the best thing I've done for myself in a very, very long time, unquote. Jean has been coming to the Earl Baum Center for about 8 months. She has taken Living with Vision Loss with Susan Hirschfield and Introduction to Vision Loss with Denise Vansel. She is now taking Denise's Independent Living Skills class and learning about cooking and safety in the kitchen as well as practical skills like dealing with money and finances. The very idea of using the cane was something Jean strongly resisted. Today, after a mobility class with Laura Monemzadeh, Jean considers the cane her best friend and has named it Hope. She is currently taking the technology class with Jacques Law, one of the EBC's assistive technology specialists. Jacques works one-on-one with Jean on the computer she uses in her home. When she finishes her two classes with Denise Vansel, she is signed up to take Braille. She's particularly interested in learning Braille to be able to label things for instant recognition. Jean uses paratransit to travel from Petaluma to the Earl Baum Center every Tuesday and Thursday. She's so quickly completing classes, Jean will eventually have taken all of them, but that doesn't worry her, though she'll happily sign up for anything new that's offered. She says she'll continue to come to EBC. She and another client have started a book club that meets once a month. This month, the book is No End in Sight by Rachel Skidoris, and she'll attend the support group that meets every other week. If Jean were talking with someone with low vision, she would tell them that it is a, quote, life-changing experience and teaches you to live in the world and do the things you want to do even though you have very low vision. It's a place you can go and relax and just be yourself. It's a community and we really understand each other. Every teacher I've had has really impressed me. The place just works, unquote. Jean Lake demonstrates an enormous amount of tenacity and motivation, both through her past and in this very moment. She's an inspiration. She speaks very highly of EBC and the great change it has meant in her life, but there is clearly some reciprocity in the mix. Jean is bringing quite a lot to EBC.